With the school year in full swing for Massachusetts students K through 12, many parents are seeking early childhood education and care for their younger kids. Recent Census Bureau surveys show more than 2 million Americans took unpaid leave to care for a child in the last month. Steve Huntley with Valley Opportunity Council in Holyoke says their early learning and care programs, which are subsidized for eligible families, shut down for a few months at the start of the pandemic. But as soon as they reopened, the demand was there.
It was in part because they felt safe with us, et cetera, but it was more importantly that it was out of necessity for them to get back to work. We continue to see folks truly needing our centers in order to keep their employment, to keep their jobs.
Valley Opportunity Council is among 23 community action agencies working to end poverty in the state. Huntley says they put high priority on high-quality programs, so children in working-class families have the same educational opportunities as those in more affluent families. Brigida Damon with Lynn Economic Opportunity Inc. runs the Head Start and Early Head Start programs in Lynn. She says these federal programs prepare kids for kindergarten by assessing their developmental, social, and emotional, and academic needs. And while theirs has long been a critical service for many families, the pandemic has led to more kids experiencing isolation and disruption from their usual routines.
We also provide nutrition services, health services. We do 11 assessments during the school year to ensure that children are on a path for school readiness to enter kindergarten.
Damon adds if a child shows signs of needing additional support, Head Start programs refer families to local agencies, pediatricians, or the public school systems for individualized education programs. Low-income families can find out if there are spots in local Head Start or childcare programs by contacting their local community action agency. I'm Lily Volke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.